And here we are, another Ways of the Podcast, show number 70, after a week off. I am Dave, your currently present host, and normal present host, for this love fest of a podcast. Over to my left, on the East Coast.
Yeah.
Ish. Well, I worked at a company once where the segments of the company were split, or the districts were split in half. So everything west of the Mississippi was considered East Coast, everything, or West Coast, everything the other side was East Coast. So I guess you're West Coast, Adam.
Ooh.
Yeah. This reminds me of the movie Waiting for Guffman. When they move to, like, these actors from Midwest Missouri move to LA, and they say, well, we always considered ourselves from the coast, if you consider the Mississippi a coast.
And I do consider the Mississippi a coast. So we have Adam.
That was the wonderful Fred Willard that said that.
We'll talk about him. Adam, how are you doing today?
I am well.
You are well. Fantastic.
I am good.
I am Lamp.
I love Lamp.
I am Robot.
Over on the celebrity couch, we have the redheaded bombshell. We have Miss Erin. Erin, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Sarah is on special assignments at work, and Nick is on special assignment. He is cleaning out some gutters.
Ooh.
So
he misses the show for that.
Yeah.
It's raining.
Yeah, he's cleaning gutters in the rain.
That's baloney.
Whose gutters is he cleaning, though? His lady friends?
That's a euphemism, then, isn't it?
Oh, I meant, like, maybe, like, his lady friend's parents or something.
No, that's another euphemism. No, no.
Ew.
What?
I don't know.
Gross.
Claiming his lady friend's parents?
Ew.
As far as I know, I could be making this up.
He's cheating on us.
Oh, that's true. He's doing another podcast.
What?
As far as I know, as far as I know, he is renting a house from this older retired couple who travel a lot, so they aren't normally here. But a lot of times they are here, so he has to live with this older couple. Well, apparently they're home right now, and they called him up and asked him to clean out the gutters.
Nice.
And while I guess this weekend while he was out of town with his girly friend, they were at the beach, and they called him up and said, hey, can you, when you get home this afternoon, can you mow the lawn?
Wait a minute.
He's like,
is he there paying a ridiculously cheap amount
probably
to live there?
Probably. Because he's supposed to be like the caretaker when they're not there.
And he's not doing a good job.
Okay.
But since they were there, he decided to go out of town. But they wanted him to mow the lawn. Apparently he's not doing a good job because he hasn't mowed the lawn nor cleaned out the gutters.
Oh.
So.
I wonder how does he know these people?
He meets people. That's all I know.
Him
and Sarah. Sarah used to meet people all the time.
So people that would let you live in their house?
Yeah. You don't know you don't know Sarah's story?
No.
When she moved to Chicago?
Yeah.
Maybe.
She did these things called the Forum, where they try to teach you to be better yourselves or something. I don't know, some cult. And she met this guy there. Her and her friend, Cameo, met this guy there. And he's like, hey, I own a beauty salon in Chicago.
Oh, yes, that's right.
You can move up here. Move up to Chicago. I'll give you an apartment for super cheap rent. And you can work in my salon while you go to nail teching school to be nail techs. And they're like, all right, we'll do this with you, strange person. So they...
Hold on. Her friend's name was Cameo?
Her friend's name's Camille.
Oh.
But I was just giving her a pseudonym.
Oh, sorry. I've busted that right
up. Until you busted her out. That's fine.
Oh, well.
That's fine. She listens to the
show.
She
doesn't listen to the show except for on when she downloads.
Yes, since that's rarely.
So she can't yell at me right now.
She used to listen live all the time, but now she hits the school, so sometimes when she downloads. Anyways, they lived in this apartment, and they worked in this school, or worked at his salon, and they went to school, and then they found out this guy was a real creepazoid, and kept coming into their apartment when they weren't there, and just walked in whenever he wanted to, and like Mr. Roper from Three's Company.
Oh, yeah.
From Three's Company. And so one night they moved out in the middle of the night. They moved out. And they had another friend that they had met from the Forum.
That sounds like a horror movie.
I know. And they had another friend they had met at the Forum, this cult, and she owned a store. And she said, hey, if you guys need a place to stay, you can come and live in my store. And they did. They lived in the back of this store.
I remember that story.
And they, it was
yeah, I remember.
They lived in the mask room.
Ooh.
It was creepy as hell. And they lived on a fold-out futon, which later on Sarah and I lived on.
Creepy.
Wait, you lived in that place?
No, I just lived on the futon. We took the futon and put it in the house we were living in.
Oh, okay.
I did not live on the futon. No, I mean, I did not live in the... I never stayed the night there or anything.
I've only lived in real dwelling places.
Like houses and apartments?
Yes.
You've never lived out of your car?
No.
No, neither have I.
Thank goodness.
As far as I know.
As far as you know.
I could have been an infant and living in a car that I didn't know.
That's true. You don't know.
I don't know. I've lived in apartments and houses.
I bought a house.
Aaron bought a house.
I bought a house.
Is it right down the street from Dave?
No.
Next door.
Don't want to be that close.
No, I need
Then I have no reason to get out of the show.
Or to
call. Just kidding.
True.
We'd bring the show.
You'd be like, I'm going out, and we'll just see you sitting in the backyard.
Hey, why'd you buy the house right across the street?
She's just drinking lemonade
with a newspaper in front of her.
It's not me.
It's not me. It's someone else.
When do you close on your house?
Like August 20th ish.
Nice.
So yeah, I'm very excited. It's really cute. So if you want to come down and paint,
is it close to Dave?
It's literally the exact same distance away from Dave that I am now.
So
gotcha.
10 minutes
ish.
Ish at most. Mm-hmm. I mean, just down 27. And...
Yeah, around the corner.
Let me tell you her address.
Down Ronnie Reagan.
I wasn't even going to go that far, but if you want to go there, okay, she's down.
There's a lot of houses.
There's a lot of houses in Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan is a very short road, by the way.
Poor Ronnie.
I know. Well, and then it just runs off and just turns it turns into a dirt road.
Ronald Reagan Drive does?
Yes, it turns into a dirt road, then it just disappears.
Poor Ronnie.
Which is kind of, you know.
That is not the ice cream man, is it?
Alzheimer's. No, it's an unknown number. These new phones are so much better. They don't cut Adam off.
Oh.
Yeah.
Adam is still here.
Here I am.
So, Adam, you have no excuse to get out of the show anymore. You can't
I
call
know.
In.
He'd hear the phone, he'd get disconnected, he goes, oh, thank God, I go to the bathroom.
Adam, what's new?
Just get around, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm. Hey, what's new with you, Adam?
It's 104 fucking degrees.
God. Damn.
With
it's
the
like
humidity
here.
Of like 110. How there could be a higher percentage than 100, I don't know, but
it is
it's fucking hot.
It is better here than it is there.
Yes.
You should be
it
here.
It has been all summer better there than it has been here.
Why aren't you here?
I don't know.
You should be.
There was 10 days in a row that the high was over 100.
Holy
that's
mother.
Hell. I'm pretty sure
today
it's
was 106. Tomorrow will also be 106.
Holy crap.
And then on Wednesday, I leave to escape the heat and go to Las Vegas.
Wait a second.
It's a dry heat there.
Yeah. It's a dry heat. Right. Mischief. Blah, 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 blah.
Mischief.
Tomorrow is 91 here.
Oh, that's
I know. That
miserable.
Sounds fucking beautiful.
And rainy.
I would kill for some rain. It hasn't rained here in like 4 or 5 weeks.
It's raining right now.
Like hard or just drizzle bits?
Pretty hard.
Pretty hard at certain times. Yesterday the wind was crazy. I thought it was going to blow all the trees down.
Charlie tells us to stop complaining about hot weather because she's stuck in the UK without it.
Without hot weather?
Yeah.
That's true.
Wait, what?
It's not hot in the UK.
It's...
Yeah, we know, Charlie. We would like to go to the UK.
We would.
It is so fucking hot in St. Louis. If I put a cookie sheet in the car with cookies on it, they would bake.
Ooh.
You should do that.
Yeah,
I should
do
make
it.
Car cookies.
Do
YouTube it.
It. Yeah, I was going to say that. YouTube it for the show.
Oh, it's already all over YouTube.
Yeah,
people
but
do it in St. Louis.
Then we need to cook something else. What else
grilled
can
cheese.
You meatloaf.
Ew.
No one's done it.
Well, there's a reason.
That would be so gross.
Thank you.
Okay. It would take too long in your car to cook a meatloaf.
Well, you're going to be at work for 8 hours, right?
Yeah, it's going to be pretty hot.
It's going to be only hot. Well,
if your car smells like fresh baked cookies, that's probably one thing. But if it smells like meatloaf, that's another.
True doubt.
Then what can we bake in your car? I mean, it would be like an easy bake oven. So,
what
I guess
that make it?
Cookies and cakes.
Sugar cookies.
Oh, make us some sugar cookies.
Sprinkles.
You know, I can't make you guys anything.
You get a pot of water, all right, and put hot dogs in it and steam some hot dogs.
Oh God, I hate boiled hot dogs.
But those are the best.
Oh, that's the most disgusting thing ever.
Those are the best. That nice, crisp, delicious.
Ew.
So good.
You're disgusting, dude.
You're disgusting, dude.
Before the show started, I had set up pre-music, pre-show music, in hopes that there would be people in there listening and being like, oh, the pre-show music. Adam, I'm going to throw it to you and to Aaron in the room. And then, of course, to...
I'm not guessing. You yelled at me when I guessed.
She was like, what's the theme? She goes, does it have to do with death? I'm like, why would people dying? Like, no. So, Adam,
I heard one song, so I will guess that it's Back to the Future.
It is not Back to the Future. I will name the names of the bands, and you tell me what they have in common.
Okay.
Green Day.
Okay.
Blink 182.
Okay.
Rush. The Police. And ZZ Top. What do they all have in common?
They are all trios.
That is true. They are all power trios. Yay, that's all.
Is that what it was?
That was it. Adam, you get to win a prize.
Ooh.
Hey, I didn't realize Rush was a trio. I was just guessing.
You get a car hot dog as your prize.
God, if I could if I was in St. Louis, Adam, I would break into your car, put a pot in there.
Oh my God, I'd be throwing up the whole way home.
When you came home,
so ungrateful for your prize, Adam.
I would steam the.
I know.
I would steam the buns too.
Oh well, okay.
The poppy seed, and I would also put in a cooler full of condiments.
Ooh.
So you...
I only like ketchup and mustard on mine. Maybe some nacho cheese.
No. Nope. Ooh, you're going to have fancy. You're having a whole Chicago dog in your car.
No, I am not, Dave. I do not like sauerkraut.
There's no sauerkraut in a Chicago style hot dog.
Yes, there is too.
There's
and I do not eat onions.
There is not. Okay, there are chopped onions.
There's a pickle.
See?
There is one dill pickle. Spear. There is
gross.
Green relish. There is mustard.
That sounds gross, too.
There is tomato slices.
That's disgusting.
There is a celery salt.
That I could do.
Can you actually taste that?
The celery salt?
Yeah.
If there's
I've
a lot,
never had a Chicago
If one. There's enough on it, you can taste the celery salt. And the Chicago hot dog is ridiculous. I mean, the whole thing's going to be falling apart before you're done eating it.
Can you eat it with a knife and fork, or is that shunned?
It's kind of shunned.
Mm.
I mean, you're not a Chicagoan if you're eating a Chicagoan.
Well, I'm not a Chicagoan. Well,
but
yeah, neither am I, so why could I not eat it
so
with
damn
a
it,
knife
I'm going to use
fork.
A knife and a fork. I'm going to use a spork, even.
They'll look at you funny.
That's right.
Maybe even chopsticks. This cat is in love with me today.
She is. Well, she's like, where's Nick? Nick's not here. I'm going to go play with Aaron. And Aaron is deathly allergic to cats, so.
My throat's already tickling.
This will be good.
Good radio. You'll hear the ambulance.
Radio when she can't talk.
Maybe there'll be dreamy EMTs.
Oh.
When I
die. Oh, there you go.
Maybe. Well, we are well into the show right now. And we've got.
Well,
and I said Charlie's in the chat room, so hi, Charlie. We got producer Rob is in the chat room. So hello, producer Rob.
Hey, Rob.
Hero. He did not guess the power trios, so.
He hasn't said
what did he guess?
He didn't say nothing as of yet.
Oh. Well, maybe he didn't say anything because I already guessed it.
Maybe.
You're just too quick.
So I guess we can talk about some news. And the big news over the weekend was Fred Willard, right?
Yes.
Well.
That wasn't the big news?
The big
news?
Funny news.
No.
Yes. Okay.
My only comment on that is. Isn't that what's supposed to happen in an adult movie theater?
That's what I would have thought.
I've never actually been in one.
Did you hear the ruling on it and how he may get out of it?
Yeah, he's got to go to like therapy.
Well, apparently the law says if the other people in attendance,
if they weren't offended,
yeah, and if it's visible above the waist or something like that, or in your eye line, or something, there was some really weird rule that.
Well,
could get it thrown out.
Well, apparently being lewd in public or whatever is not illegal in Los Angeles, and people actually would have to be offended in order for him to be charged with that. But he's being charged with like some sort of indecency, and he has to pay a $400 fine and then go to some therapy classes, and then he can get out of the whole thing. Or he can fight it.
But, I mean, what happens... So, like, if they find him guilty, does he go to jail or something, or what?
I'm sure he just pays a bigger fine. and it stays on his record.
Yeah, is he like a sex offender now?
He's 71.
He's 71?
I think so, yeah. Is he a sex offender? I don't know. Adam?
I have no idea.
I mean, he only offended himself.
Yeah, but if it's still, if he displayed his goods
you know, but
in public,
I agree with Dave. If I go to an adult movie theater...
Yeah, I'm not saying
if you can't jerk off.
I know that's why you guys go.
Erin agrees. She doesn't know why. She goes to the theater so she can jack off.
No.
No, girls don't jack off.
I was looking it up.
But seriously, I mean, every other guy in there, I'm sure, was doing the exact same thing. Mikey Maker even makes a joke about how he walked into a theater once and that's all he saw.
Oh, 4 hours ago, they posted his version of the story.
Oh, what was it?
Oh, hold on.
Please, this is breaking news.
I'd like to hear this is the version.
Oh, please keep talking while I find it.
Okay.
But yeah, this is very much like the Pee-wee Herman sting, except Fred Willard's career is already over, so...
He got fired from his job hosting Market Warriors on PBS. I don't know what that is.
Everyone was dying to see that show.
I was.
You going to see Market Warriors?
Yeah.
Why?
Oh.
I don't even know what the hell
I
it was.
Don't know what it is
either. It was like, it's like, what's it, the
like Antique Roadshow?
Yeah, that's the word I was trying to say. Thank you. Antique
Roadshow. Oh, that's right.
I don't really know his version. He tweeted this morning, "Wait till you hear my version, much more PG, and my review. Lousy film, but the theater would make a terrific racquetball court. Full story to follow." That's what he tweeted this morning. He hosts that ABC show, Trust Us With Your Life. I caught it last week on TV. My voice is going out.
Oh, my gosh.
I caught it last week, and it was awful.
Trust Us With Your Life?
Yeah, it's got, like, the Whose Line Is It Anywhere people. Like the
Whose Line Is It Anywhere?
Yeah, it's like those guys. Oh, anyway.
Whose Line Anywhere? Anywhere?
Anyway.
And,
anyway.
Okay, I don't know. I caught the end of it, but they bring in a celebrity, and they tell, like, his life story through improv.
That's a day in a life.
We've done that.
It's, I don't know, it was weird and not very funny.
We've done that too.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
But yeah.
All right, well, Fred Willard's not on that show anymore too, I'm sure.
No, he plugged it after he said, "Wait, do you hear my story?" He's just not on PBS.
So it's the theater that he was in was large enough to be a tennis court?
A racquetball court.
Mm-hmm. So that's not that big.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he has a previous lewd conduct arrest.
Uh-oh.
It's coming.
We are learning so much about the 71-year-old Fred Willard.
Oh, I still haven't found his
name. And his Who's Its.
It doesn't tell me what it was for.
I'm actually not all that worried about it. I mean, he was in an adult theater. He was jerking it. I mean, it's not like he was watching Madagascar 3.
Yeah, that'd be bad.
He's 72.
You know, I mean...
He said,
not
what?
Worried about it. When I read the article about it, I read that the Pee Wee Herman case was in 1991.
God bless America.
His previous Fred
that
Willard's...
doesn't seem all that long ago. Or I mean, like it seems, 91 yeah. seems a long time ago. I mean, I felt like it wasn't as like it was closer than that.
No, Fred Willard previously got arrested for lewd conduct in 1990.
Ooh!
So he's right behind Pee Wee. So maybe Pee Wee will have one, get another one next year.
And then it was in 1998 when George Michael got...
Whoa.
Well, George Michael was in a public bathroom, wasn't he?
But he was in the stall.
but he wasn't doing number one or number two as far as we know.
Well, understood, but I mean...
Still was behind closed
doors.
I don't
understand, like, if you're not in the
public
view
eye.
Of the public, what's the big deal?
Was it above the eyesight? Above the wheel? We're going to find that rule.
Maybe it was just in a urinal.
Maybe.
Oh, well, if it was in a urinal, yes.
They're in a urinal stall where it's just a little banister thing in the middle. Banister.
Banister?
What?
I don't know.
What are you trying to say?
I have no idea. Just a little partition,
a
I guess.
Divider.
A divider. A partition. Man, the room is awfully quiet. And we've got people in the chat room. We can say hello to Lori. We can say hello to... Charlie again, into Rob. We weren't here last week, so I'm thinking people thought we quit.
But we've
even
taken another week off.
Posted it.
Even though we posted we weren't doing it, maybe they were upset.
Yeah, they might be. People get upset at us.
They do. They were upset with us the week before, which is surprising.
We did a show the week before.
Lori says howdy.
Yeah. Hi, Lori.
She's quiet because there's no Kiwi in the room.
Right.
And that's the saddening part. Because she's really the show.
She was going to talk about more butt sex.
We are not going to talk about butt sex. I think we did all the butt sex last week.
Exhausted the butt sex.
Yes, we've exhausted butt sex.
Fred Willard is rumored to be starring in an upcoming film called The Yank.
Yep. Yep.
That cracked her up. The Yank. I can't even imagine what that would be about.
Ooh, it was the Tiki Theater.
The Tiki Theater, and what was playing?
It doesn't say.
I read in a different article.
What is the Tiki Theater?
It just says.
It's a wankatorium.
Is that what it is?
I'm going to guess.
Yankatorium. It doesn't say, but it says it's already done. The case is done.
He has
completed a diversion program which costs $380.
Holy moly.
They tell me that, but they don't tell me what he was watching.
I'm now looking up the Tiki Theater on Yelp.
Okay.
To see what people gave for reviews. Tiki Theater, this person wrote, had my bar mitzvah here a few years ago. Fun times.
Oh.
This person, Ted, says, I've experienced better, but before I give my sincere first-hand experience, I have to talk about the condemnation the commotion that was going on while I was there last night. I was at the Tiki taking in the midnight movie while I was getting comfortable with myself there. Was a bickering, and some cops popped out and arrested this old man, that poor guy.
Oh.
Anyways, I've been to better places. The seatbacks are vinyl, so they can be wiped down.
Oh, okay.
I do have to complain that the,
thinking ahead.
I'm really pretty sure that this guy is bullshitting, but I'll continue anyway.
So
yeah.
I do have to complain that there was no drains on the floor, so the place could be hosed down. A couple I like the free something in travel packs of tissue. I don't know why I can't say the word lube, but I passed it by.
Now you just said
it. Out of context, I can say it.
Oh.
A couple really? Things that bothered me. Yeah, I can't say it in the context for some reason. A couple things that bothered me. The
lube?
Ridiculous. This person's not funny. The butter for the popcorn had a bitter, salty asparagus taste to it. I accidentally got some on my hands and wiped it all over my face. It dried white and chalky. Oh, and you have to... I'm done with you, Ted C.
Yeah.
You're an idiot.
Ted C is not hilarious.
All right, this person writes, this was from October 5th, 2011. I was really hoping this was an innocent little tiki bar with fancy little drinks, tiki head mugs, and colorful little umbrellas protruding from the frothy rims. I was wrong. Well, maybe not about the frothy rims.
Oh.
Oh, my.
Oh, my gosh, this is a long review here. This was from March 6, 2007. For years, I thought this was just another topless bar like The Cave on Hollywood and Vine with all the ancient dusty sex toys and display windows. By the way, if you ever paid a visit to The Cave, it's totally worth the steep admission price. Yikes. The dancers are fucking train wrecks. Cesarean scars and prison-poked unicorn tattoos all around. Be sure to bring some antibacterial wipes with you because it's possible to contract a host of skin diseases by merely glancing at the strip pole. Anyway, once I found out the Tiki Theater actually screened pornos, I knew that it was absolutely necessary to pay a visit since new theaters are dying breed in the city. Here's a rundown of what you expect once you decide to make the trip yourself. For a $10 admission, which isn't that bad, I guess.
Yes, not.
For a regular movie, it's $8, $8.95, so for...
true, but you can't pleasure yourself while you're in there.
Well, hold on. for a $10 admission, an elderly Korean... Well, you can't pleasure yourself at the Cineplex anyway.
I know, so you might as well save $2.
All right. For an admission of $10, an elderly Korean man pushes a paper raffle ticket under a bulletproof glass screen that looks like it's been slathered with Vaseline. A sign next to it reads, "No weapons, no drugs, no sex of any kind." That means you too, dog fuckers. Okay, that was in parentheses. You click through a well-worn turnstile and try hard not to touch any of the surfaces as you make your way through the heavy black velvet curtains into 900-square-foot room with 30 theater-style folding chairs.
Awesome.
A quarter of the audience is wearing hooded sweaters and smoking crack. Another Another quarter is jerking off, and the rest are jerking each other off, cruising for a jerk-off, or doing something so vile you probably wouldn't want to see it. Let's assume they're hiding murder weapons or making a list of items to add to their next rape kill. A rape kit, sorry.
Oh, dear.
A rape kit.
Wow.
Apparently enough, the bathroom in the theater is right next to the screen, so if you're looking for some privacy, the tiki is sensitive to your needs. If group masturbation isn't exactly your thing, you'll be relieved to know that there's a well-worn stall about 50 paces from your seat. You sit through a half hour of amateur porn until the moans and groans from the audience work on your last nerve. You quickly exit the theater and immediately head to the nearest bar where you try to drink away the memory of the last hour. And in case you're wondering, the name of the movie I saw was Poontang Clan. Also, if any of you actually visit the Tiki, I expect a full report email to me the following day.
There were three films in rotation that night.
Three? Wow.
Follow Me 2, a triple X parody of The Client List, which is Love Hewitt's show.
I don't think I've seen this movie.
And Stepdad Number 2. It does not say which one he was watching.
I see. Well, I'd never seen the first Jennifer Love Hewitt movie.
It's a TV show on Lifetime, they said.
What's it called again? I'm sorry.
The Client List?
The Client List. Adam, have you seen
The
Client List?
Is that the one where she's like a madam?
No, but it sounds ridiculous.
I'll look it up.
Please do. Maybe we'll want to watch it after knowing that there's a porn based on it.
I think she's like a Hollywood madam.
I honestly am just happy that I read that review.
I am too. I would never have thought to look at
Yelp.
Triple X Theater reviews on Yelp, and I have a feeling you've done that before.
No, I just... I looked
Where's
up
the closest one to you in Orlando?
I just looked up Tiki Theater, and it came up Tiki Theater Hollywood and Yelp. I'm like, ooh, I want to know what the people have to say.
Dear.
Yelp. Where is the nearest adult theater in Orlando? I have no idea.
Probably an OBT.
Probably.
The Client List is a fictionalized dramatization of a 2004 prostitution scandal in Odessa, Texas. The film follows Samantha Horton, a mother of three who turns to prostitution to make ends meet. That sounds X-rated right there. Well,
that's why there was a necessary sequel.
Oh.
What did the chat room say?
Lori says she gives messages with happy endings.
Whoa!
That's one hell of a message.
All right.
I wonder what the message is. Aaron, what is a message with a happy ending?
Hold on. I'm going to kick your cat.
A message with a happy ending.
Oh, she's trying to say massages, I think.
A message with a happy ending would be you've saved $2 on this meal.
No, it has to start off bad.
Oh. Your car.
And then have a happy ending.
Your car is in need of repair. But,
it's free!
But it's still under warranty.
Oh, I need to be louder. Right. I'm sorry, Rob.
Yeah, thank you, Rob. So there, that's a happy ending. Adam, I'm having no luck finding an adult porn theater in Orlando for some reason. Orlando. I just put the zip code. There's Faravilla Megastore.
There's got to be something.
You've been there?
I've been to Faravilla. On my behalf, I thought it was a golf course.
Uh-huh.
No, they asked me if I wanted to go to Faravilla, and I said, sure.
How is that a golf course?
We've told the story.
Oh, hold on a second, though. Mm-hmm. Why did you want to go to a golf course?
I don't know. I thought I could drive the golf cart. I don't know.
Adam, I look to you.
I don't understand it either.
I'm pretty sure we told this story.
I don't think so.
We've done 70 shows, so and no one's going to listen to them all.
Oh, fair enough.
So why did
we went? Well,
I'm pretty sure now that once you get into it, I'm pretty sure I'm going to remember you telling the story.
With two of my gay friends who, you know, they actually wanted to purchase things, and then me and my female friend had a bachelorette party to go to. Huh?
Nothing.
What did they need to purchase? Didn't they have everything equipped?
I said
them?
Like rubber fists and stuff.
Lube.
Yep.
See, there's that word again. That is the word of the day.
Yeah.
I'm writing that down.
Today's episode is brought to you by the word lube.
Lube. That's the ah!
What?
It's the secret word from
yep.
Pee Wee's Playhouse.
Ah, gotcha.
God damn it.
Gotcha. Yeah, so we went and I pressed a button on a machine.
Ooh.
And it was very loud.
What kind of machine?
It's like a saddle.
Oh, like it was Adam?
I think, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Is that the simian?
Something like that.
I have no idea.
Man, we're going to try to keep the show clean, and here we are again.
I know. Yeah, okay.
Way to go, Aaron.
I know, leave it to me. I don't know what the machine's called. But it started off, I pressed the little green button, and it was like nice and like... So you think green is go, red is stop, but I think red meant danger. Because it started like bucking and like... It was on the second floor, and behind it was a opening to the... Like, the bottom floor, there's, like, a railing there.
So the Bible section.
So it started, like, vibrating backwards. It started vibrating backwards off the table. Everyone's looking at me on the first and second floor. And I could not get it to stop.
Oops.
We had to unplug it.
Was that... Did I do that?
I did not purchase it.
Yeah, right.
You had to buy it just to shut it off.
No.
How much was this item?
And now you'll never go to Whoville again.
This is true.
I'm sure the item was ridiculously priced.
I am sure.
As most adults.
I'm surprised you fucking touched it. Gross.
Well, that's a good point.
It was like a remote control.
Yeah. How many people do you think have touched that?
Okay, yeah.
Where are their hands
then?
Yeah,
Dave, they're... don't touch your hands! Don't touch your hands!
Oh.
No. That was... Ah. That was 2 years ago.
Oh, okay.
I've taken a couple showers.
She's had some.
Her syphilis is gone by now.
Yeah,
she's
it's
used
all
some
clear.
Hand sanitizer since then.
All clear.
All clear. So, Fred Willard, may gods be behind you while you're trying to beat this rap. I have no idea. I'm just wrapping up Fred Willard.
All right, good. Good.
There was a tragic event that happened over the weekend that we don't really need to talk about too much because we are not a serious talk show. And whenever we get into serious topics, we get serious, and I don't like that.
Oh, and it's no fun.
No, it was a terrible event, and we can all agree that that person was mentally ill and for shooting up the movie theater. And from now on, I look at every exit whenever I walk into a movie theater.
Yeah, they showed a picture of him today, and he looked like the heat miser.
Yeah. With his red hair, it was crazy.
Oh my fuck! He had
the shifty,
the craziest hair
and crazy eyes. Crazy eyes.
Yeah. Like his apartment, though, is what throws
booby
me.
Booby trap. Yep.
Yeah. Like I don't know.
That's what I said. Booby trap.
Booby trap. I don't know. I hope he doesn't like plead insanity or anything because it was clearly all well thought
then
out. And...
Kill that fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we need to find out everything first, and then a slow simmer. We need to put them in your car.
with the wieners.
We need to boil them with the wieners.
Yeah.
Car cooking.
I saw the other, like, there was a, he had a Match.com profile, and everybody was like, yeah, he's got a Match.com profile, let's read all about him, or something like that. And so apparently, the last person, like, last week, somebody was giving him as a match. I don't know.
Oops.
The things that people find and report on.
Yeah.
That was
like,
the first...
Of course he had a Match.com profile.
That was the first place I went to look for information.
How else do killers meet people?
Right. Oh, stalkers do.
Yeah.
They're on Craigslist.
Yep.
Mm. Well, so that, of course, made people think of being aware of their life and their life expectancies. And I thought, oh, you know what? Let's look at this positively. Let's look at this and as our what we as people would like to accomplish the rest of our lives, like our bucket list. Do you guys have bucket lists or things you want to do before you move on to the next world?
I do have lots of things that I want to do, but I've never really thought of it as, like, I've never, like, written down a list.
Neither have I.
And kept it in a bucket or anything like that.
Is that where the term originated?
You write a list and put it in a bucket.
I never saw the movie either.
What happens when you kick the bucket?
Oh.
Then you're dead.
That's a bummer.
Hmm. That is a bummer.
Don't kick the bucket. So, Adam, let's go. Now that I've given you some fair warning on this, have you thought of any things that you'd like to do before?
One thing I've always wanted to do is go to Ireland.
Oh. Ooh. What do you want to do there?
I just want to tour and go to all the little pubs and one day act like I'm in The Lord of the Rings.
Have you ever been to Europe at all?
No, never.
Adam,
So why Ireland?
I don't know. When I see pictures of Ireland, I think it's really cool. Like, I like photography and taking pictures and stuff like that, and I think it would be really cool to go there.
Yeah. Adam, we should go to Ireland with a video camera and film you going to pubs.
Okay.
And touring around. We'll do that next year.
We'll call it Real Drinking Around the World.
Real Drinking Around the World with Adam.
Yeah.
And then you'll meet people, and you won't understand what they're saying.
We could have a show on the Travel Channel.
If you can, Adam, if you can make that happen, I would be happy. Erin wants to be a part of it, too. She was in a TV show, you know.
Show on the Travel Channel?
I may be on House Hunters. I forgot to tell you all this.
Yeah, wait.
I got to film a video. I'm on, like, the final round, I guess. I just got to submit a video.
How did you get this far?
I don't know. I just found it online, submitted it.
The only way you can be on House Hunters is if you've already closed on the house.
I know.
So, nice.
Which I will be.
Nice.
So, my friend Jeff and I might be on House Hunters. We got to film, like, a cribs, though.
Yeah, well, this is a house.
Yeah, like, I got to go, like, show a video of me in my current house.
Your apartment?
My apartment.
Like, this is where I live now. I just need more space.
I don't want to pay for this place anymore.
Well, I do. From what I've heard...
I'll wear my Another Waste of a Podcast t-shirt on the show.
Yes. From what I've heard, in order for what they do on that show is not only do you have to already own the house, mm-hmm. the houses that you're looking at usually are owned by your friends.
Yeah.
So you're not going to use our house, are you?
Maybe.
I may have to clean.
That'd be funny.
That would be hilarious if we showed, if you walk through our house and you're like, this has got a pretty big backyard. This is a little more than I wanted to spend.
Yeah. I never heard that you use your friend's houses. I've heard that you use, like, other houses. Because there's several houses that I looked at that I know are still going to be available. I would just go to those.
Nice.
Be funny. But I don't know if I have strong enough opinions to be on the show.
Well, you have to...
Fake it.
You have to fake it. I mean, Adam, have you ever watched that show?
I have watched it, but only at the dentist office.
I love that show.
She loves the dentist office.
No.
I do.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll let y'all know how it goes.
Well, I mean, you have to come up with things like, you know, the kitchen is a nice size, or I was looking for a larger bathroom, yeah. or...
Well, two of the things that I was looking for in a house is what... Or that I did not want in a house is what everybody else does want. So I'm thinking I can win them over with that.
Ghosts.
Yes, I want ghosts in my house.
Ghosts and termites.
Ghosts and termites. No, everybody wants, like, a huge... backyard, and I don't want to work with that. And then everybody in Florida wants tile floor, and I don't like a whole house of tile,
yeah,
because it makes it look like cold. And
it can be,
I don't
but
know.
Then that's nicer during the hot season,
yeah,
when you have the air conditioning on, it's keeping
but I'm
it
always
cold.
Cold,
that's true.
I don't want that.
But what about your kids? Don't you want your kids to play in
the
backyard?
Is not on my bucket list.
You're not gonna have kids?
I don't know.
Little ginger errands.
Oh my goodness. I don't think anybody wants that.
Oh, Adam, you want that.
Sure, everybody does.
You're going to have kids. And they're going
to
play
with
me.
I thought you said Adam wants to have my kids.
Adam, if Adam could
birth... have your kids, what?
If Adam could birth your children, he would.
That's weird.
I would have all... I would be a billionaire.
He'd just be shooting out kids left and right. Matt says you need to have an opinion.
Oh, I'm out of the chat room.
Oh. Why'd you do that?
I don't know. Oh, because I was on my Pinterest bucket list. To share with everybody.
He also said the Haunted Mansion would make an awesome house.
Oh my gosh, can I take him there?
Yes.
I had the idea I wanted to do a few years ago when I just was coming to Disney back and forth on vacation to do a Ghost Hunters mm-hmm. at the Haunted Mansion.
That'd be funny.
And then do a Ghost Hunters at the Tower of Terror.
Right.
I thought that'd be hysterical.
That'd be really funny.
And like, let's see if we can find some ghosts and they have the meters and everything. No.
We should do it. I have friends that are ghost hunters back home.
You do?
I'll get them to bring their stuff down.
See if they actually... What if they find something?
That'd be really cool.
I don't like that. I'll never ride the ride again.
We'll put it on scopes. Scope? I just got really loud.
Well, because you've been so far away from the microphone up until that moment just then. So Adam wants to go to Ireland. Erin, is there anything you'd like to do?
Yeah, a lot of mine's traveling, too. I want to go to all of Europe in general.
I would also like to go to the UK.
And I want to go on a cruise.
I'd like to go on a cruise.
That may be
soon. Have you never been on a cruise?
I've never been on a cruise.
Neither have I.
I may be going in August.
Oh,
what?
Nice.
With who?
I don't know.
Anyways.
And then I also want to go to all 50 states.
Whoa.
A Disney cruise?
No, I can't afford a Disney cruise.
We all need to go on to all 50 states together.
I've been to 12.
We need to rent a Winnebago, and this is we'll drive through all 50 states by going back and forth and back.
Like to California and Pennsylvania. And
then, yes.
And Washington and then Washington.
Yeah, there you go. Adam, are you in?
I'm. You know, I'm down.
That'd be.
You have to take a week off of work.
Just a week?
We're not stopping.
All 50 states in a week?
We're not stopping anywhere.
Wow.
I wonder if that's possible.
I'm pretty sure the whole middle of the U.S. I'd be bored.
Most people in the middle of the U.S. are bored.
Yeah.
Adam?
Ooh.
I don't think we could do it. I think it'd have to be like 2 weeks.
I think it'd have to be like two weeks.
2 weeks nonstop. We'd only stop just to get out and go, we're here! Go, get back in the car!
Take a picture by the sign.
Get back in the Winnebago.
No, it counts just driving through it.
Oh, well, then I've been in more.
Well, I've been in a bunch.
No, I haven't.
No.
Don't you think? You say, I've been to this state before.
When I did that thing on Facebook, I think I counted the states I've driven through because I had to have gotten out of the car.
I think you have to do something in the state. That's
probably went
I think
to the bathroom
it.
Or got yeah. gas.
No.
Nope, I'm counting it. I counted airports, too.
Oh, no, I don't count airports.
If I spend more than an hour there, it counts.
Mm-mm. Because I hope to goodness that Birmingham is nothing like their airport. So, I don't count it.
I don't know how to take that.
I hate the Magic City's airport.
Oh.
And I don't know why they're called the Magic City still. Dave.
I had travel all on mine, too.
I know, a lot of mine's travel.
I want to go to Australia.
Ooh, yeah. I want
to
go there, too.
That would be awesome to go to the Great Barrier Reef.
I don't know anyone from Australia, but I do know someone from New Zealand. I can go to New Zealand, probably.
You know Kiwi.
I do know. Well, she's not living there now.
Yeah,
she lives
she's
here.
Have some connection.
I'm sure she's got her brothers or sisters or whatever. But yeah. I want to go to the UK. I know people in the United Kingdom and in Wales and in Scotland and in Northern Ireland. Nice. Why'd you get a passport? Oh, for your cruise? Or just in general?
Well, I was hoping to go with work.
Oh.
To Malaysia. But nope.
Jerks.
For real. That's okay.
Why would they be going to Malaysia?
We're opening a place there.
No, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yep.
A brick place?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Yep. Next month. No, September.
Like where you work?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. A couple of my coworkers will be there for like a month.
How did you not get to go?
They didn't need me.
You
they didn't need my line of business. They needed other expertise.
Anyone else have anything on their bucket list?
I would like scuba dive.
Ooh.
I
don't.
Have you ever, you've never been scuba diving? Like even fake scuba diving? No. I was snorkeling. And
oh, well, that's
not the same thing.
I got a bloody nose and was like, I don't want to do this anymore.
No, I don't want to go scuba diving. My old roommate got certified as a scuba diver, and it's a lot of stuff to think about that I'm not good at.
Like not drowning.
Yeah, like the pressure and, I don't know, all kinds of stuff.
I just get afraid of going too deep underwater and not being able to come back up.
I didn't even like Discovery Cove.
That's where I got the bloody nose.
Oh, you scuba dive in a tank and you got a bloody nose?
I snorkeled in a tank. I put the mask on. I was like, okay, here. They're like, do you need any? I was with a group of people and we were just doing it real fast. And like, do you need any lessons? You know how to snorkel? I'm like, yeah, sure. I've never been snorkeling before in my life. I'm like, I could do this. I can swim, so I can snorkel, right? I put the mask on and all of a sudden I feel my nose is running. And I take the mask off and I'm like bleeding like a stuffed pig. I go to the bathroom to clean it up and it's like a scene from Dexter.
Yeah.
There's just blood splatters all over the glass and the mirrors. And all I kept thinking was, I just took a class on bloodborne pathogens, and this is what I've done.
Now you got to clean it up.
And I'm cleaning up, and I'm just with paper towels. I didn't even use any of the proper equipment to clean it up with. So,
jeez.
And then I sat on the beach for like 40 minutes upset with myself. Like, I can't even go snorkeling because my nose kept bleeding.
See, I don't like fish swimming around me or touching me. So I don't think I like scuba diving.
I think it'd be neat.
Yeah, it looks pretty.
I would rather just go underwater and look around and be like, okay, I can come up now.
And I'm done.
I'm done.
I do kind of want to go skydiving.
That would be cool.
Matt goes, trust me, there are already plenty of strip joints in Malaysia. Nothing new. Yikes, Matt.
Yikes.
Besides scuba diving. I mean, I don't know. Aaron said earlier you want to go skydiving for real?
I just said it now, too.
Oh, I didn't hear that part. Adam, did she say that?
Yeah, I do.
Like, literally. Like, I mean, 2 seconds ago.
I was reading. I wasn't paying attention to what she was saying.
I would only go the one where you're, like, strapped to somebody else, because otherwise I wouldn't jump.
Tandem.
Yeah. I would never jump out of the plane.
They usually do that for your first time.
Yeah, but I also did the indoor skydiving earlier this year and realized that I sucked at it. I mean, I sank. So I don't know if I should go
skydiving. Well, of course you're going to sink. Gravity will have that effect on you.
Nobody else sank? I mean, I fell. I fell, like, on my butt.
Like a brick?
Yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah.
She's a brick.
Oh.
How did that happen?
I'll show you the video one day.
Oh, yay.
Are there big fans that push you up?
There are.
Can we put that video
on? There's also a really hot guy grabbing your handles and spinning you around.
I don't want a hot guy grabbing my handle. That's awkward.
The handles on your suit, not like my love handles.
Oh, okay.
I thought I was going to grab my junk. Can we put that video on Another Waste of Podcast Facebook page?
No, because it's one long DVD with like my entire management team.
I can cut it up and just put your sections on it.
If you can.
Yeah, absolutely. Smurfly.
Sure.
I haven't done any video editing, though, in like 4 years at this point.
Yeah, I'll bring it home.
Okay. Bring it home?
Well, I'll bring it to my house. Oh. It's at work. I don't have like my own copy.
Ah. Excellent. Cool. Oh, cool. We'll have content.
Yeah.
Adam, content.
Woo.
Nice.
I have all kinds of funny videos. I'm just kidding. Ooh. My sitcom.
Yes, we can. Yes, I got that. I can put that up. Did I tell the story how I rode my bike to the park?
No.
No.
I would like to do some sort of biking event, not like a Tour de France, but, you know, just say like a bike race, because I feel like I'm pretty good on my bike, until I bike rided with Millie on my bike to the park the other day. And it was like 100 degrees outside, and I thought I was
like
going to die.
Park, not like a theme park.
Yeah, no, like a park.
Good gravy.
That'd be awesome, though, bike through a theme park. Mm-hmm. That's on my bucket list right now. I actually had to get off the bike and push it. I couldn't go up the hill anymore. I'm like, nope, I'm done.
Oh, dear.
But, I don't know. I would like to get into a good shape, I guess. That's a good bucket list, right?
I would like to do that as well. I was in good shape, and then I got fat.
Which time?
Well, now I'm getting in shape again.
I just need to do some sit-ups.
Yeah, just a couple sit-ups, huh?
Just a couple sit-ups. Sarah and I were watching Thor the other day, and he's walking around with no shirt on. I'm like, I need to do sit-ups. I need that.
Yeah, but if you have a six-pack and lady arms, that's not going to do anything.
Dainty lady arms? All right, I'll lift some weights, too. I'll do some sit-ups and some weightlifting. But nothing for my legs.
Good idea.
I gotta draw the line somewhere.
Oh yeah, you don't want to be too muscular.
No. So what things? I also have things on my my bucket list that I've already done.
Ooh.
And because I had a list of things that, you know, you want to do when you're a kid and you get to do them, like dreams that you wanted to do. And I had to stop and think that I've done most of the things that I've always wanted to do. So. You know, like, I've been in a band. Like, now, mind you, the things I've done have never been that successful. Like, they're, like, very mediocre, mild success.
Was the podcast on your bucket list?
Technically, the podcast is on my bucket list.
What?
Because you always wanted to be on the radio.
I always wanted to be on the radio. I always wanted to do a situation such as this.
You made fun of me when I called this radio earlier, by the way.
I called it playing radio earlier, too.
Oh.
When I sent out the text to the team, I said, who wants to play radio? I've always wanted to be a radio personality, and this is my only outlet because I tried to go to school for it, and it cost too much money, and I don't have the patience to go to school or to be entertaining.
Right.
So I was in a band, and I performed in front of over 600 people and won the Battle of the Bands. I was a rock star for that short period of time. I was in a play. I always wanted to be in a play, and I was in a play. I did improv in a foreign country. I didn't know that was on my bucket list, or I wanted to do that, but that was fun. I've done stand-up comedy. When I was a little kid, I always wanted to do stand-up comedy. I never thought I could, and with the encouragement of some of my friends, I was able to do it. So those are things that I've done.
I've always wanted to do that as well, and I never have.
And I don't understand why. We were all right there in STL. You should have done it while we were there.
Yep.
And we asked and told you 1,000 times.
Yep.
Chicken.
I was talking to somebody at work today about stand-up, and I'm like, the shitty thing is you have to write your own material, you know,
right,
to be funny. And he's like, well, he was like, well, I'm afraid, you know, I don't want to go up on stage. What if they don't like me? What if they don't think I'm funny? And I'm like, that's not what you should be afraid of. All you need to be afraid of is remembering your lines.
Right.
As long as you can remember your bits, it doesn't matter if they like you or not. You finished it. Because that was always my goal.
I would be awful at it then.
We need to get you up on stage to stand.
No.
Well, maybe I'll have an act prepared for the next time I come to Orlando.
Ugh.
And we'll go to that coffee shop.
Adam, I'll just go before you, and you'll look fantastic.
I love it. Perfect.
We'll write you some really bizarre things to say.
Me?
Yeah.
Deal.
Like, we'll write you some crazy bits where you seem like a crazy person.
How about the guy that got up there when we went last time? It's like, I hate black people.
Oh, my God.
That was his opening line.
Oh, my Lord.
What'd you say, Adam?
I said, oh, my Lord.
Yeah, that was the beginning of his bits.
Was it Mikey that said that?
No, but Mikey was like, this guy's a genius.
He's probably opening his acts like that now.
Probably. He probably stole it. He does open mics on Monday nights, so he doesn't listen to the show anymore. And he thinks it's boring, so.
The show or he's, doing open mics?
The show.
He's boring.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Oh, he's online. I don't know why he's not listening. Oh, well. I go back to my original statement. And Kiwi's still not here, but Mike has entered the room, so welcome, Mike. What's up? What's up?
I want to know what is on our chat room's bucket list.
Yeah, anyone in our chat room, if you have anything on your bucket list, please let us know what you would like to do with your life. If there's any things you haven't done yet or would like to do. Yeah, this is the culmination. When I decided what I want to do with my life, I was going to be a stand-up comedian, actor, or a radio host, and I've done all of those things and been unsuccessful. So I'll stick with retail. I've been way successful with that.
I don't really know. I mean, I bought a house. That's on my bucket list.
Yeah, I had a kid. That's on my bucket list.
No.
Got married.
Yeah, I kind of want to do that married thing, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe you'll find someone someday.
Yeah.
Maybe.
No hurry. Maybe you'll have a kid.
I've always wanted to be in a legitimate, bona fide movie.
Well, you were in... What were you in? What movies were you in?
I was an extra in The Black Hole...
So you want?
But I actually, want to be in a for real movie.
Oh, lines, so does Charlie.
A Paramount motion picture, or could it be an indie film?
It could be an indie film, but I just wanted to get some release.
Oh, Adam, we should have done something.
No, Dave, a real movie.
We could have made an independent movie that could have been released.
Not have.
You don't think so?
No.
You had a fancy camera.
Yeah, but. Independent films cost, on the cheapest, $25,000.
Who decides that it's going to cost that much money?
Well, because you got to get it onto the format.
The film format?
Yeah.
But that would be our only expense.
That's expensive, Dave.
We would have cast all of our friends. We would have been able to do it on the dirt cheap. And then when we came to that, we could have put it all on our credit cards.
Uh-huh.
Taking it to the independent film circuits. I had a whole list of them that were nearby. We could have gone and done those.
You're talking like independent film festivals.
Yeah.
What is this? We could have. You still can do it.
Adam, I live...
We would have to have a good movie.
Yeah, my script wasn't that good.
Well, let's start writing.
Well, neither of us are that good at writing.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm pretty good at writing. Well,
start fucking writing.
Just not... I don't think I could write a movie.
No?
No.
You just need to write bits and then put it together into a movie.
That I could do. Like the Kentucky Fried movie. Do you remember that movie, Dave?
I barely remember seeing that movie.
Oh my gosh, it was like a movie of sketch comedy bits. That's all it was.
We could have done that.
We could, but I have a feeling it goes straight to DVD.
But still, as long as straight to Netflix.
No, I want to watch myself on the big screen.
Oh.
We can rent out a theater.
That's like my worst fear. I don't want to see myself.
Well, no, I'd look terrible, but I still would want to do it. I want other people to have the opportunity to see something that I've done.
All of our friends in Hollywood have not yet made it yet, Adam, so there's still time.
That's true.
Any of them make it, maybe they'll remember us and put us in one of their movies like Adam Sandler.
Our listener Mike says do porn. I think he's telling you. I don't know if that's on his bucket
list.
Is he
coupling to me or Dave?
Who does he want to do porn?
I think he's telling you to do porn so you can be on the big screen. Oh, and then Fred Willard can get arrested with you.
Okay.
I guess, you know, since there are still porn theaters, guess you could do a porn and be on the big screen and people could see it.
Yeah.
But there's no money in guy porn, like porn.
You
as
did
a
not
guy.
Say you wanted to make money.
That's true.
That's true, but I'm not going to be in porn unless I'm getting paid.
Oh, fair enough.
Or you get paid something.
Right?
You just have to do a lot of scenes.
Well, that's not... Okay.
I will work on that.
No, I'm not being in a porn, Dave. I'm just by that.
Don't be such a prude. You could do this. You'll be huge. Because
I'll be a big star.
Because you're funny. You're funny. All right.
That's what people look for in porn.
Porn don't go together.
But you will be a new genre.
Funny porn?
Funny porn.
They have funny porn.
He'll be just cracking wise during the entire time while he's doing it. Adam, give us an example of cracking wise while doing it.
I've actually got nothing.
That's hilarious.
That's what I would say.
I got nothing.
I got nothing.
I can't finish.
Not that right.
It's too big. Her lady parts are too big.
Our listener Mike also wants to drive a race car.
It terrifies me.
No, me too.
Mike, come down to the Orlando area. You can drive a Richard Petty race car at the Walt Disney World Resort for a nominal fee.
My boss just got back from Germany where he drove on the Autobahn. He took a picture of his speedometer.
Yeah,
it was like 250 kilometers an hour.
Adam, quickly, what is that in miles?
152.
Oh,
that's not that bad.
He doesn't know.
Oh.
I don't have any clue. I think it's like almost half. So it's probably like 126.
That's not that bad. I've done that.
What?
I've done that.
I've done like 110.
I've done that.
Well, that's not 126. That's a big difference.
It's 16 miles an hour.
Yeah, but you're going over 100. That's a big difference.
I drove over 100. I was probably going 110, 115 when I had a broken axle. I had no idea.
Was this in your awesome Saturn?
No, this was in my awesome Plymouth Accord. It made a terrible banging noise, except when I went over 100, it stopped.
Huh. Is that what you told the officer?
No, I never got pulled over and made it to Chicago in 3.5 hours.
The fastest I ever drove was like 105.
Oh, that's nothing.
Not bad.
What a pussy.
God.
A friend of mine at work races motorcycles, like for real races.
Oh, hell no.
Hell no.
He got back from a race this weekend, or this past weekend, and he was average speed was 152 miles an hour.
Good gravy.
Thank you.
On a motorcycle. Can you even believe? I can't even fathom.
That's terrifying.
I don't even like to sit on a motorcycle. Like, not going any speed at all.
Mike Stewart says that I guess the speed you were talking about, Aaron, was 115 miles per hour. And producer Rob chimes in that he did 130 on a motorcycle.
Holy shit.
I don't... Hopefully he'll explain why.
Does
producer Rob own a motorcycle?
He did.
Did he really?
Yeah, back in the day when he was a young buck.
Okay, I'm not going to lie to you. Motorcycle is on my bucket list.
Not mine.
You want to drive a motorcycle?
Oh, I would love to have a motorcycle.
You want to own one?
Yes.
Cool.
I don't know. I've thought about it, but I don't know.
I think in Florida it'd be good because...
Florida.
In Florida, because of it's very economical.
Yeah. But then in Florida, also have the freak monsoons every afternoon. So I've seen many a motorcycle get...
Under the overpass.
Yeah. That's got to suck.
Jaw.
I don't know. I don't like them. I don't like driving near them. I don't like sitting on them. I don't like the noise they make. I don't like anything about them.
No.
Not a fan.
Well, then.
Well, if I drive mine to Florida, I will not give you a ride.
Deal.
With your hair.
I'll be in my very safe Honda
but
Civic.
Dave can ride on it with me.
Oh my gosh,
he
that'd be so
cute.
He is a
ride bitch, or I'll buy a sidecar.
Oh, sidecar.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
On Rob's
fucking sidecar.
On Rob's bucket list to play the senior tour.
What's that? Like golf?
Golf,
that's
yes.
That's golf?
Thank you.
Really? Is he that good at golf?
He thinks he is.
Oh, he's going to beat you up the next time he sees you across the snowy field.
He's certainly much better than I am.
You're fairly good at golf, though, aren't you, Dave?
I used to.
You should
to
tell
be.
Him to go play at a Fair Villa.
I've never been good at golf. Like, I wanted to be good at golf, and I used to play all the time, and I just never got good.
I wanted to play mini golf.
Apparently, I used to have a natural swing and a natural ability to play the game, but I just didn't enjoy it, so I didn't do it.
That's what they say about my niece. She's 13, and she's just started taking up golf, and they're like she also plays like select soccer and all that, and like everybody's telling her now, they're like, you need to just focus on golf because you could get so many more scholarships.
Yeah, I should have done that. Instead of
they
swimming.
Said that there's like hundreds of golf scholarships that go unused for girls because they just don't play.
Dang it.
I know, right?
It's Millie
Start
will play
playing
golf.
Golf, Aaron, so you can go to college.
For real.
If only you can play.
Give me a degree at a real school.
If you can play golf and get a scholarship and be like, can you just pay off my student loans? That'd be fantastic.
Oh, dear.
If you made enough, you could pay off your student loans.
True.
We'll get you on the ladies' tour.
Ladies' tour.
Anyone else in the room have any bucket list things they want to do?
Do you mean to read some of the funny ones from Pinterest?
Erin has been on Pinterest, and she, surprise, and she's got a list of things that people have put as their bucket list.
I would like to retire down to Orlando when I'm older.
Me too.
No, I'd retire somewhere cold.
Matt would like to... go to Nova Scotia.
Really?
Newfoundland.
Here I am in Michigan. Except the silk is fucking hot there.
Yeah.
Matt to move to Alaska.
Rob wants to play the senior tour. Matt wants to play Pirate's Cove.
I played Pirate's Cove this weekend at the Lake of the Ozarks.
Nice. I want to go to the Lake of the Ozarks again. Get a bad tattoo.
I'm in town and we will all go.
All right.
Done. That's where you get your tattoo?
That's where I'll get my tattoo.
Oh, God, no.
Okay, so Erin now with her Pinterest bucket list ideas.
Actual stuff that people pinned that they want to do before they die.
Well, first of all, Mike Stewart. Sorry, I just gave his full name. Mike wants to see Hitler's bunker.
Oh.
And do a World War II tour.
Reenactment.
And I don't know. GC wants a tour of sites, I guess. And Matt says, Erin, you'll be a novelty, a ginger golfer.
Oh.
All right, continue, Erin. I apologize.
That's okay. Somebody actually wants to try every Four Loko flavor before they die.
What's that?
That like energy alcoholic drink that they banned in most places, but they weren't hard to find. So that one makes me kind of sad for this person.
Yeah, we don't. Isn't Four Loko banned in at least this area?
Yeah, it is disgusting too.
Goo.
Somebody else wants to become a professional scuba diver.
Nice.
Solve a Rubik's Cube.
Done.
Some of these make me really sad.
It's like, this is all I want to do is solve a Rubik's Cube.
Take a bubble bath.
This is your bucket list?
Yeah, take a bubble bath?
Yeah.
I can do that right now.
I'm picturing somebody does not have a bath.
I don't have a bathtub. Just a stand-up shower.
Oh, I do.
Makes it difficult to take a bubble bath.
This one be kind of fun.
I just put a lot of towels around the door.
Throw a dart at a map and travel to wherever it lands. I think that'd be kind of fun, but also very dangerous.
I tried to do that with
a
map.
I would like that.
I did that with a map of Wisconsin. It landed on Baraboo, Wisconsin.
Did you go there?
Devil's Lake. I tried. I had 3 flat tires before I turned around and went home.
Devil's Lake did not want you to visit.
No.
Ooh,
beware of Devil's Lake.
Wade through a cranberry bomb?
In the circus museum. People have accomplished that at Disney during the Food and Wine Festival. They had a cranberry bog there, and people have dove in there before. So
I'm going to do it. This would be cool. See the Northern Lights?
That'd be cool.
That'd be cool.
I saw them.
Ooh.
I traveled to Alaska.
Ooh.
I did an Alaskan cruise. It was really badass.
I've heard they're good.
Mike says his wife says she wants 5 minutes alone in the bathtub without hearing mommy at the door.
Oh.
That's on the bucket list?
She doesn't. Yeah, she just wants 5 minutes of silence without...
He could make that happen.
He could. He's not going to.
He just refuses to.
Kids, mommy's in the bathroom. Go get her.
Go get her.
You get her.
He's always like, ask your mom.
But she's taking a bath. I know.
Exactly.
Hug a penguin. I did that one.
Aww.
Aaron's done that. There's pictures. I've seen them.
Oh, I should hold a baby cheetah.
Yeah.
They're so cute.
I've never held a baby cheetah.
Somebody wants to meet Kendall Jenner.
I don't know who that is. Is anyone related to Bruce?
I think she's related to...
To Bruce Jenner?
Yeah, to Kardashians.
Mm.
That's what she's in the picture with them. That's really sad. That makes me sad. There were a lot more funny ones earlier. Oh, somebody wants to do vodka shots with Alexander Ovechkin?
I don't know who that is.
Okay.
Sounds like fun. Soccer player. Thank you.
Thank you.
Matt.
Hockey.
Oh, hockey. Hockey. Whatever. Matt wants... He said he did the Da Vinci Code tour in Paris.
Ooh.
That's cool.
Charlie wants to hug a penguin as well.
Oh, tell Charlie to come back and visit.
Come back and visit.
I got connections.
Aaron can get you into SeaWorld and get you in there. Mike wants to meet Jimmy Page and Angus Young. Jimmy Page, Led Zeppelin, Angus Young, AC/DC. I don't know. I would love to meet my favorite rock stars, but I have absolutely nothing to say to them.
No.
Maybe just, I mean, when I met... what's his name? Dave Murray from Iron Maiden. I had nothing to say to him, and I was like, I don't even want to go up to him. I have nothing to say.
Right.
I'm in Target. Why am I going to bother him?
I forget. What did you say to him? Anything?
I said, I went up and I said, I just want to shake your hand. I'm a really huge fan.
And he said, leave me alone, you fuck.
He said, yeah. He said, thanks, mate. Cheers, or something like that. I'm like, yes.
Somebody wants to lay in the road in the middle of the night.
That Why don't we do it in the room? Well, they what was that? Varsity Blues?
Oh, it was...
The Program?
The Program, yep.
Never heard of it.
Charlie's coming back in October, Aaron, so now you have to set this up.
Deal.
Jesus.
I'm doing it in August.
Mike's also met Buddy Guy and Dan Aykroyd.
Ooh.
I could have met Dan Aykroyd last weekend. He was in St. Louis.
Was he signing bottles of his vodka?
Yep.
Yeah. I met Mickey Dolenz.
Ooh.
That's cool.
He signed my book.
This one's tacky.
Punch someone in the throat.
Yep. Just kidding. This one's fun. Send a letter to a random address and see if they write back. It's not really
like
on a bucket list.
Pal.
Yeah, it's not really a bucket list, though. I mean, you could do it at any point.
That's true. You can throw a message in a bottle and see what happens.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll do that next time we go to the beach.
That's a good idea. Until you get arrested for littering.
I'll throw it real far.
Okay, good idea.
And then give it the wrong address.
Seriously? Go on a mini golf date?
Give me an email address.
That's true. They'll never find me. Never find me. This is my email address. Send me naked photos.
Yeah,
oh, that doesn't
good
work.
Idea.
Doesn't
no?
work.
What doesn't work?
I don't get naked photos to an email address.
Why not?
Just kidding.
Oh. Aaron
yes,
gets-
she does.
Aaron gets plenty of naked photos.
Somebody wants to wear nothing but cowboy boots for an entire day.
That's going to... Can we at least wear socks?
Yeah, I hope so. You might get blisters.
Yeah, that will not be fun.
No, blisters bad.
These aren't very good. The ones I had earlier were funny.
They were. What happened to them?
I don't know.
Stupid Pinterest.
Yeah. A lot of travel. Everybody wants to travel.
Somebody
wants to pull a fire alarm.
Nice.
I would, I'm too much fear of getting caught. You know, they're going to know it's me.
Yeah, these are just
because you'd think they would go and do, like, fingerprint analysis and stuff.
Well, no, like, if I pull a fire alarm, like, ink will shoot out or something.
So they'll know.
They'll know it was me. Can't have that.
Somebody wants to memorize all of Nicki Minaj's rap songs.
So then they can be on the Ellen show.
Oh, Matt wants to run through a supermarket dropping random items in people's carts.
That's a good idea.
That does sound fun. Oh, Rescue a Puppy. We liked that one earlier.
That's a good one.
Rescue a Puppy, that would mean you'd have to be looking for a puppy in distress.
Or put a puppy in distress and, distress and then save it.
Not to steal someone else's bit, but Danny Bonaducci, did I tell you the story how he won? He was trying to get publicity for his radio show when he was in Chicago and wanted to rescue a dog. And he was going to take a dog and throw it into the Chicago River when it was frozen over. So he would be like, oh my God, a dog, and go and rescue it. But he got too scared and couldn't get the dog to sit still.
That's scary.
Be part of a flash mob? That'd be fun.
Yeah, like a real one, though. Not one of those fake ones.
Yeah.
Aaron, Mike's wife wants to follow you on Pinterest.
Okay.
What is are you going to give your Pinterest out? Or
I don't know it.
You don't know?
It's my name.
You can type it in if you feel like it.
Okay, let me find it.
We'll get back to that, Mike.
Those are not my pins.
Those aren't
Mike's
her
wife.
Mike's wife.
Just so you know. I don't have a bucket list on Pinterest.
No, you should take some of those and make a bucket list out of them.
I should. That's I want right. to rescue a puppy.
And you want to put a puppy in distress.
Let's see.
Well, this was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was nice.
Nice bucket list talk.
Nice bucket list. Anyone want to hear some John Jizzle tweets?
John Jizzle.
John Jizzle, on the 19th, he posted, I'm a squirter.
Huh. Oh, my.
Okay.
I wish liquor stores had a drive-by option where you could grab your beer on the go, like those water tables they use in marathons.
That is very convenient.
It would be convenient. Hey, guys. Things are going to be okay for the... nope, not going to go there.
He must have said lube.
No, he says, hey guys, things are going to be okay for all the victims in Colorado. Everyone on Facebook is praying for them, so there you go.
Oh.
Yikes. Okay. Mike says, I can hear you, but I'm so glad you can't hear us.
Creepy.
What's happening in his house? I go to Sex Addicts Anonymous meetings to hit on women. Which I imagine would be a very good place to hit on women. Let's see.
Depends on how far along they are.
You just gotta give them a few drinks and that'll break them back down.
Do they have like the AA pendants, like the 30 days sober?
I haven't had sex in 30 days. And that was, you know, but that would be hard because... I guess you can't prove it for Alcoholics Anonymous either.
True.
Right.
So you just have to trust me. I haven't done it in a month. John Jizzle writes, I have to preface this. I didn't write any of these things. Oop, still there? I just turned the volume down on my headphones. Sorry, I turned the volume down on my headphones. He goes, geez, I'm famished. I can eat a whole pussy right now.
Oh my.
He's famished. No straight man owns a hutch.
Adam, do you own a hutch?
I don't.
Just checking. I wonder if what I bought today is
considered a hutch. But I don't see why a straight man couldn't own a hutch.
No, I've seen very manly hutches.
Yeah.
Maybe it's an heirloom.
That's
Maybe
true.
He's hand it down. Don't judge, Jizzle.
He says here, I'm employed, make a good living, I own a car, my own home, and two dogs. I cook and clean daily. That means I can act like an idiot tonight. What exactly is a wackadoo? Because I think I like it a lot. I'm going to drink more than all of you put together tonight.
Fair enough.
Probably.
Ooh. This is for Aaron? No, I'm kidding. Shave it smooth, baby, because I don't like stubble rubbing against the stubble on my face. This is dumb. Oh, sorry. Where did all these people come from? There are twice as many people here as there were before those Patron shots.
I get it. He's drunk.
Mike wants you to say it's not easy being green.
It's not easy being green. Now, this might just be the drunk talking, but I'm fairly certain that every woman in this bar wants me.
I'm fairly certain that is not true. Sorry, Jizzle.
Drinks are on me. For the night, if you whisper the code words, fuck me in my ear, pass it on.
I wonder if that worked.
Yeah, I wonder.
Drunk sex is the only kind I have.
That's sad.
All right. I wear wife beaters because I beat the wife at least once a day. I call my cock the wife.
Oh, dear. Don't go to movie theaters.
Don't. Don't go to the tiki bar. Tiki hut.
The show's quiet with only three people.
We don't have,
I know, right?
We don't have Nick to fill in the moments of silence. I feel a tweet about pooping coming on.
Did you say that one, or did he?
He did. Yikes. I eat pussy like Kobayashi in a pie-eating contest. Yeah. But Kobayashi's the hot dog eating champion.
Right.
Ugh.
All right, I gotta find a good one before we go.
I hate that word, by the way.
Which word?
Pie?
No.
Well, let's go back to the sentence here. Let's find out what she doesn't like. The Kobayashi?
Yes. I hate that one.
You don't like the P word?
No.
Really?
I don't know anybody that does.
Adam?
I don't mind it.
No.
Ugh.
And I don't want to. I don't want to delve into this again, like we always do. But and Mike just wrote that word for you, just so you know. But is there a word you prefer? I mean, do you ever refer to it as anything? Like, do you say yes? You can go to my hoo ha.
You say vagina.
I don't know if I ever referred to it.
He's like, you got you and your significant other in bed, and you're like, put your wee wee in my hoo ha. Do it now.
You're like, what's her face? Dr. Elliot from Dr. Reed.
Her vajayjay?
Yep.
She can't say that word?
Her pachanga, or whatever she would call it.
So you don't like the P word?
No.
You probably don't like the C word?
No.
The V word?
That's fine. The proper term.
The proper term. I would like your penis in my vagina. Good sir.
Well, no, she doesn't like to wear penis, but she loves cock. She'll say that all day.
Will you say that?
No.
I mean, you don't have to say it, but would you say that?
No. Right. I don't say that.
Penis? Well, I've heard you say the word penis before.
Right.
I mean,
dick.
I
can... Dick. Yeah, the D word?
I prefer that one over cock. See,
that's real weird.
I know, right?
She just said that. All right.
Yeah, that was funny. I prefer the D word over cock. Wait, what?
Sorry,
I didn't want to say both of
this
them.
This is message crazy I'm missing over here.
Mike says the little man in the boat.
Oh, the little man in the boat. That's a funny
His
one.
Wife says lady parts.
Put your hoo-ha. Put your hoo-ha on my lady parts.
No. Guys don't have hoo-ha's.
What are we? Are we have who's-its?
Hoo-ha's are lady parts.
We have who's-its.
Okay.
I don't imagine Aaron talking too much during the process.
Because I just weeded out all the words.
She's like, mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That's all she does. And I imagine a dry erase.
D in my V.
There's a dry erase board nearby. And pointing. I want you to do this! Diagrams.
Oh, jeez.
But not much talking. Adam, on the other hand, is a talking fool. Once again.
He's telling jokes.
He's telling jokes,
and I'm saying, like, what do you think about the current economic status?
He's cracking wise while he's doing it. I'm just apologizing.
I just don't have a lot of intercourse.
I'm just apologizing the entire time. I'm sorry. 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 Okay. I'm not that sorry. All right.
I'm not that sorry.
Not that sorry. Oh, my gosh. Well, we've read Jizzle's Pete tweets.
Dave is not allowed to take another week off.
I'm not. I'm so unmotivated today.
Did you press record?
Are you?
What was that, Adam?
You're unmotivated?
Yeah.
How come?
I don't know. I'm not feeling it. We took a week off, and I feel the momentum wasn't there.
Today or just in general?
Well, from today. I mean, from we didn't have momentum from last week to this week. We had a little bit of we would have had more momentum coming from 69. I mean, that show was ridiculous.
Yeah, that was full of 69 facts.
and butt jokes. But we had a whole week off, and yeah.
And we lost it.
And we lost. We lost our momentum. No, I don't think this show is as terrible as some shows in the past.
Oh, no.
We've had some bad shows here.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Not that this is, like, Emmy Award winning.
We're not gonna put this up for the podcast awards.
Is that a real thing?
I'm sure there's a podcast awards.
Yes, it is.
I've entered it. I've handwritten. Or I, well, not handwritten, but I've put in the show for, like, other. I put another Wasteful Podcast in there all the time.
In the podcast awards?
Yeah.
Are they called, like, the potties?
I hope so.
Well, I'm sure one is. I'm gonna look that up. Adam, look that up right now.
Look up the potties? I'm not looking that up on my computer.
I'll do it.
The pot with D's, though.
Yeah, I would think it's with
the
D's.
The potties. And the potties directory. I don't know what that is. Here's the potty awards. Emergency podcast system.
Emergency podcast
the
system?
The potty awards podcast awards contest by the emergency podcast system. Get your podcast in our exclusive suck-free podcast list.
Do it.
Do it.
Let's be on the suck-free
yeah, this...
list.
Oh, wait. You have to be suck-free, though.
Mm. This website looks like it was made back in 1998. It's brought to you by the Starbucks store and Funny Foods.
The Starbucks store?
Yeah. Karmaloop.com, MusiciansFriends.com, Gamefly. I'm just reading all their ads. Really Mad Cow. TheStarbucksStore.com. All right, why am I reading all their
I don't know.
Free advertising? There's a commercial spoof coming soon. Oh, can't wait for that.
Yeah, that'll be nice.
Cast your pod. Anyways, the potties directory. We're on a bunch of directories, so, I mean, anyone can find us. No one has, but anyone could. I shouldn't say that. We get downloads every
week.
We have downloads every week. I don't know who it's downloading the show.
Me neither.
Because I know none of us are.
I live it.
You live it, love it. Living, loving. I haven't looked at any of our other fans on our Twitter page. We have 17 followers.
Woo!
No, I'm following 17 people. I'm sorry.
Oh.
We have more followers, I think.
Ooh.
We have 22 followers. But most of them are all fake now.
Oh.
Most of them are fake?
Well, some of them are fake. Well, this person, Ellen Kenner, she's free phone advice for 15 years.
Ooh. Can she give us advice?
She could. We can call her up. We should call her up on the show.
We should call her up.
Because her calls are recorded for her podcast. I don't know if she would let us podcast her podcast.
It's like a podcast within a podcast.
This person named Edwin.
So confused.
This person named Edwin, he's following us, and it says, his tagline says, she just... want me to be quiet for one bloody night? No, I fucking won't keep my voice down. I don't know what that's about. This guy named Frank, tagline says, I don't expect anyone to wait for me, especially if you're waiting for me to change. We got Brittany Box.
Oh, Brittany Box.
Brittany Box. Let's see if Brittany Box has posted anything recently.
Like I said that, like we were long lost friends. Really, I've just seen skanky
pictures
Brittany of her.
Box.
She says, I embrace my insanity, and you should too. Saying that you don't talk shit about someone only proves that that is what you were doing.
Hmm.
Wow, you can teach me how to turn off all my human emotions, too? I don't know if I should treat you like a child or a crack addict.
Crack addict.
Crack addict,
definitely.
Please. Oh, well. AWOApodcast@gmail.com is our email address. Our email box, I have emptied it out. It's completely empty.
And so, nothing good?
Nothing's in it, no. Mm-hmm. I get advertisements every once in a while. Of Gmail. Well,
lots of ridiculous stuff, right?
Yeah. Well, I get I signed up for a lot of stuff, so I'll get emails and things for those things.
Right.
Mostly for
That's not empty. It's not empty at all.
I was kidding.
She lied.
Kiwi retweeted us, but she did not come in and listen.
So
it was nice of her to retweet.
Maybe she's having butt sex.
Oh, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
It's a good possibility, let's be honest.
Good possibility. I can tell you that I will not be having butt sex tonight.
I can tell you that I will not as well.
Neither 100%. Will I.
I think we're all in agreement that no butt sex will be happening by... Oops. Yeah, so that's going to be annoying. We'll be happening by the rest of us.
Let's see our listeners.
If any of our listeners will be having butt sex, please let us know. So what was I saying? Our website. our website is at awoapodcast.com/wordpress.com, I believe. We are on iTunes. You can download us there. And I would like all the people who are in the chat room right now to take the moment to go to iTunes and just say, hey, this show is awesome, funny, mildly entertaining. They told me to write this. Anything you want to put down there, as long as you give us 5 stars. Because we need to get in circulation so other people will find us. Stitcher for on the go. You can download the app and listen to us anytime you want on the go.
Mike's wife wants butt sex.
Huh. Mike, well done. I tip my hat to you, sir. That was play, because I'm not actually wearing a hat.
Yeah, he's not wearing a hat.
Lori can't find anywhere to rate the podcast on iTunes. I think you go to...
I'll write a tutorial.
She's going to write a tutorial? You didn't rate us.
I did.
You did?
I didn't leave a comment.
Oh. I've rated us, too. But if you download us on iTunes, I think you can... You can rate us if you go to the iTunes store. Let's see what happens.
Charlie
right
rated us. I hope she rated us a 5. She didn't say.
Another waste. I like when I type in another one bites the dust always comes up first.
All right.
Another waste of high. If you write another waste, we are the only thing that comes up. Charlie says, yes, it was 5. Yay! If you scroll down past the shows that are there, listeners also subscribe to, you have customer ratings, and you can rate us right there. You can rate, I'm clicking on it's great. 5 stars, thanks. And then customer reviews, you can,
do we have more reviews than I've seen?
Well, 2 of them are repeated.
Oh.
But someone still, wait a minute. Oh, hey, here we got a review from today. Or yesterday. Even if they have little in-jokes I don't always get, well worth a listen for the random funny banter. Plus, it puts a smile on my face. Smiley face.
Aww.
Thank you, 5-star rating.
Who was that? Do we know that?
Yes, we do. That was Charlie.
Oh. Thanks, Charlie.
See, she did rate us.
Well, she Charlie. Doesn't get our jokes sometimes.
We'll
clue you in.
You can...
She's not sorry.
And then underneath the stars, you can... There says customer reviews. You can write a review. So you can do that. So, please, folks, feel free to write reviews.
Mike's wife is also going to put us on her iPod.
Way to go, Mike's iPod. Wife.
Right.
Probably after the butt sex.
Well, she can do it during. We don't...
Yeah,
you know,
whatever.
Could listen to us while having butt sex.
Huh. Make sure you include that in your review, too. Because I'm sure other people are looking for butt sex listening podcast.
Yes. So what the hell did we talk about tonight? For whenever I put this on.
Oh, we said we weren't going to talk about butt sex, but oddly, we did.
Oddly, we talked a lot of butt sex talk. We did once again delve beneath the line of good taste and talked about many things inappropriate.
Old man jerking it off in a tiki theater?
That was actually the only relevant thing we talked about. In today's show, it's brought to you by Lube. Fred Willard, Bucket Lists. Aaron's new house. Her address will be posted on there as well. I wrote Adam's something. Adam's weather. Car cooking.
Hot.
It's hot. And house hunters.
And butt sex.
Butt sex. And probably butt sex.
You can probably just add that on every...
Adam, do you have anything you would like to let us know about for your future week?
Future week, I will be in Viva Las Vegas. Ooh. Wednesday through Friday.
Ooh. Wednesday through Friday. Good, so that won't interfere in the show.
What happens in Vegas?
Stays there, that's right.
Except for when you're on a podcast.
Yes, what happens
that's right.
What happens in Vegas will be broadcast on the podcast.
I do have some big stuff in the works, which we'll talk about at a later date when I can actually give some...
I'm so excited.
It's about his movie. It's about his movie.
Your porn?
No, it's about improv.
Ooh.
So.
Oh, nice. Mike says his wife, Jamie, loves butt sex.
I'm sure she'd appreciate that. For the six people that listen. And he, now, and we all know Mike's wife loves it in the butt.
And he posted it twice. That's how much he wanted us to know. She likes butt sex. somehow that makes me uncomfortable. I mean, we joke all the time and say things, and knowing that...
See, I don't know, so...
That was a line that was crossed.
Yeah, I don't know.
You don't know if you like butt sex or not?
No, I don't know him, so...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't either, so I'm not all that offended by it.
Oh. He wrote, I'm just pissing her off because she can hear you.
I guess she's not looking at the chat room.
Whoops.
Jamie.
I think I prefaced it saying that he wrote it first. I'm not just... Right. I'm just not assuming she loves butt sex. I mean, she may. He may be,
I mean, we could assume that if we wanted to.
He may be very,
very wrong.
The only person we assumed that did was Kiwi.
Yeah, well, yes.
Right.
So, and that's...
We don't know. Mike may be very gentle at butt sex.
You never know.
I don't know. I've never watched. His porn...
You've had it, though, right?
I've had it now. Just for myself. That's all. Does that count as anything? Well, no, all right.
What?
Confused.
I don't want to know.
No, he says she doesn't really like it.
Oh, sorry, Mike.
You've disappointed all of us. This room has just become about Mike. So, Aaron, do you have anything to talk about for the upcoming week?
Not at all.
Thank you for coming in today.
You're welcome.
Like I said, Nick is cleaning out gutters and Sarah was working.
And my boyfriend's out of town. So.
Oh, and Aaron's boyfriend's out of town, so she had nothing to do. She had to get out of the house somehow.
She came. Okay.
This is all starting to make perfect sense now.
SarahPrettyFun.blogspot.com.
Thank you. She hasn't posted anything, but she will be posting stuff soon. She's starting to get into the sewing mood. So if there's anything she would like her to sew, she won't do it. But tell her anyways.
And I think my Pinterest name is just my name. So...
Sarah's working a lot, isn't she? Is she working really late tonight?
She is. She's working until 2:15 tonight.
Yikes.
She's working late. She's got to get her 150 hours in.
How close is she?
After she works this week, she'll be at probably about 85. She has until September 29th to get 150 in. But she has 2 weeks that she's definitely going to be working at her normal location, so she'll get about, you know, she'll probably get 32 hours both of those weeks. So that should help her get there. They want to know, Aaron, what? And she's not going to say it on the air, so...
Whatever. I think half the room is my Facebook friend.
That's true. But so on that note, I don't have anything to talk about, I guess. If anyone in the room has any ideas that you would like us to talk about on next week's show, please email us or post it on our Facebook page. We have Another Ways to Podcast. Facebook page. Hey, I didn't pick out any music to play. Adam, what should we play? Should I play some Yo Gabba Gabba?
Yep. Yes.
The rain is falling.
All around. There's a party in my tummy. That's what I play this. This is, I play this song. People are. If you decide to stop and listen to this at the end of the show, I beg you to listen to the whole thing. I play this at work in the morning sometimes to make people either crazy or motivated.
Okay.
But this is a little song called "The Party in My Tummy." We've got DJ Lance Rock is introducing this. It's lunchtime. So on behalf of the entire team, I would like to say thank you all for listening to us and enjoying whatever nonsense we do. If it wasn't for you, we would not be able to have any fun. So see you. We love you all.
Why are you sad?
We want to go to the party. The party in your tummy.
Carrots want to go to the party in my tummy?
Yeah!
Well, do green beans want to go to the party in my tummy?
Yeah!
Okay, let's go! Carrots!
Yeah!
In my tummy, party, party!
Yeah!
In my tummy, green beans!
Yeah!
In my tummy, party, party!
Yeah!
In my tummy, there's a party in my tummy!
So yummy!
Now there's a party in my tummy.
So yummy, so yummy.
Now there's a party in my tummy.
So yummy, so yummy.
So there's a party in my tummy.
So yummy, so yummy.
Now there's a party in my tummy.
So yummy, so yummy.
Now there's a party in my tummy.
So yummy, so yummy.
Yummy, yummy. I love the party in my tummy.